Unit 13. 1. Listen and choose the words you hear. 1. Gum. 3. Wrapper.
4. Park.
5. Stamp.
6. Height.
7. Collection.
8. Rubbish.
2. Listen and choose the sentences you hear. 1. Different people have different ideas. 3. She likes collecting Chinese stamps.
4. I want to complain about the meat.
3. Listen and write the missing words. 1. The Great Wall. It's the longest wall in the world.
2. The young people should help and love each other.
3. This girl looks quite different from the others.
4. Mary is always smartly dressed.
5. Her school bag is very strange. It is not the same as mine. 4. Listen and choose the correct answers.
I'm going to the library today. I've got 4 books. I read 3 of them last weekend, and I've just finished the last one. It's very exciting. It's about a boy and his dog. I read it to my sister. She didn't enjoy it because it was about animals. I like animal books. I'm going to borrow some more books on animals today.
Questions. 1. Has the boy just gone to the library?
2. How many books did the boy borrow last time?
3. Did he enjoy the last book?
4. Why did his sister not enjoy the last book?
5. Is the boy going to choose another animal book? 5. Listen and write the numbers 1 to 5 in the correct pictures. 1. Anne wanted to draw a mouse. She looked in the flat, but she couldn't find one.
2. She went to the shops to buy some cheese.
3. She took the cheese home and cut it into small pieces. She put the cheese on a plate on the floor to catch the mice.
4. Then she went to bed.
5. The next morning the cheese wasn't there, but she found a little note on the plate. It said,
"The cheese was very good. Thank you. The mice."
Anne was very surprised. Ken wasn't. Do you know who has eaten the cheese? Unit 14. 1. Listen and choose the words you hear. 1. My uncle came to see me last night.
2. Be careful, boys and girls.
3. I don't know how to make a stretcher.
4. You can rely on me, sir.
5. She drew 2 straight lines.
6. There's a big dam over there.
2. Choose the sentences which are similar in meaning to the sentences you hear. 1. The water is too hot for me to drink.
2. Tom is too young to go to school.
3. Mr. Black is too tired to go on with his study.
4. My sister isn't married. She's not old enough.
5. On June 25th, 1941, a lot of soldiers came into this city.
6. There are 190 women, 10 children and 400 men in that big ship.
7. Over 1,200 people lost their lives. 3. Listen and write the missing words. The family went for a picnic in the woods. Mr. Smith carried a heavy basket. The sun was very bright when they left home. Soon they were in the shade of the trees. While George and Jack were making a fire to boil the water, Mr. Smith got the things out of the basket and Mary played with Rose.
Did you forget anything this time?
Mrs. Smith asked. No, nothing, Mr. Smith answered. Let me see. Bread, sugar, cakes, cups, plates, and knives. When the water was ready, George filled the teapot. Soon they had their tea.